This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the GOP hopefuls gather in Las Vegas for their umpteenth primary debate, a detour now to the thing that makes American-style politics possible in the first place. Money and lots of it. If you've engaged digitally with one of the presidential campaigns, given them your email address, then you've surely been on the receiving end of emails asking you for money. And as historian Politico points out today, quite possibly you've been getting emails from candidates you didn't give your address to. Shane Goldmacher has the byline. The headline reads, Inside the 2016 Black Market for Donor Emails. Shane, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, lay out the mechanics of this thing for me, would you? Let's say I sign up with, just for instance, Scott Walker, and then I wind up getting emails from not Scott Walker campaigns. How does that work?
Yeah, so presidential campaigns and others buy and sell people's email addresses, and they're really valuable commodities. And so what happens is you signed up for Scott Walker, and instead of late, you're getting emails from Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Ben Carson. And what Scott Walker's doing is he's either renting or revenue sharing this email address out to his former rivals, which means if it's a revenue share, if you open that email and you open your checkbook and your credit card and you give money to Marco Rubio, it may be that Scott Walker's taking a chunk of it, and exactly how much is never disclosed.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that were I thinking that I was writing a check to Marco Rubio and Scott Walker gets some of that, I'd be really annoyed. Is there disclosure of any kind other than this piece in Politico?
There is no disclosure of any kind of these secret revenue sharing agreements. Traditionally, campaigns have rented out email address lists for a flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Walker does that too. It's about $10,500 to send one single email to all his former supporters, 675,000 of them. But if you're a campaign, that's a risk, right? If you send an email out and nobody gives, you lose the money. If you come up with a revenue sharing agreement, it costs you nothing as the campaign, but you are missing out. You could forfeit on half the money or more that actually people end up giving, thinking they're giving to you, and they're actually giving to Scott Walker.
The campaigns also, you say in this piece, sort of use these arrangements as loss leaders, I guess you'd say, right? I mean, they do the revenue share, they get the email address, and even if they're losing out on some of the money, they get conceivably contact information for those people who do give.
This is one of the lessons of the Obama machine in the Obama era, which is that small donors not only give, they give over and over again. There's a reason you get these emails, because people keep opening them and keep typing in their credit card information and keep donating. And so a campaign says, look, yes, we're going to not get all the money from this first email. And in some of the most dramatic instances, they're going to get none of the money. But it is so valuable to have somebody's email address that the math works out. The person who used to be the chief data officer for Scott Walker's campaign told me the average donor will give $70. So if you miss out on half the first 10, you still got $60 more, then you're going to keep all that money.
We've been talking mostly, and you talk mostly in your piece about Republicans. Is this a bipartisan phenomenon, though?
It's a bipartisan phenomenon, but it is far less developed on the Democratic side. And one of the main reasons is there haven't been quite as fractured of fields.
Yeah.
Right now, you've got Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders' campaign apparently doesn't do almost any of these. Clinton has done very little. On the Republican side, you've got 15 candidates. You had a dozen last cycle, and every candidate gets to keep control of all the people who sign up for their lists. So they can all email, share them out, and rev share them out, and rent them out. So Newt Gingrich has a list. Herman Cain has a list.
Newt Gingrich still has a list?
Absolutely. His list is really old. He has some old people from the 90s, and he has people from the 2012 race.
Acknowledging that this is all completely legal, two follow-up questions then. One, is there anything to be done about this? Because it does seem a tad questionable, maybe. But also, if I straight up want to contribute to Marco Rubio, should I not do it through one of these emails?
Well, you should take the advice of one of the chief digital strategists for another campaign, Rand Paul. His name is Vincent Harris, and he told me he never, ever gives through emails, even though he traffics and sells them for a living. He says he always goes straight to a campaign's website. So it's donor beware. Every time you get one of those emails that says, give money to X, Y, or Z, it may be going to a different letter in the alphabet altogether.
Shane Goldmacher covers the campaigns for Politico. Shane, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me on.